How often do you exercise? How much muscle do you have? If I were to talk to you about muscles and exercising, you might think that's a young person's game or reserved for gym or exercise junkies, but you'd be wrong. This week for Wellness Wednesday, you're going to learn all about how and why you should be maintaining your muscles and why it becomes even more important the older you get. Robin Cadell is an exercise physiologist with Northwest Remote Health. Robin, first off, how did you come into exercise physiology and why are you different from a PT?
Oh, okay. So I actually got into exercise physiology later in life. So I'm a mature age student when I went to university, and it was all because I was a yoga teacher at the time. And I knew there was so much that I didn't know about the human body. So I was like, oh, and I was like, what can I do? And I was talking to my physio at the time, and he was like, become an exercise physiologist. So I applied that day, went to like, and it was the last day you could apply. So literally got into uni straight away and didn't really have much of an idea of what I was doing to begin with, but it became very apparent that this was something huge. So we work in so many different domains, and like chronic disease, mental health, all of those. And so compared to a personal trainer, we work a lot more with more high risk. So a personal trainer will work with a healthy population, which is sort of the same thing, but we're with the people who've got heart disease, diabetes, you know, all those factors that happen that take a little bit more knowledge in how we train somebody.
This week for Wellness Wednesday, we're talking about building muscle, the importance of maintaining muscles. And I'm not telling anyone listening to go out to the gym and suddenly get jacked. I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to stop you, but more about just the importance of maintaining muscle, generally speaking, particularly as we get older. Why is it important to keep muscle as you age?
So, yeah, I don't actually tell any of my clients to go to the gym because a lot of people don't want that. If they do, fine. But as we age, our muscles are super important to prevent things like falls and injuries and fractures and stuff like that. But they also help us with our quality of life. So if you've got strong body, you can do all your activities of daily living, things like getting in and out of a chair and or playing with your grandkids, especially as you get older. So strength training is so important for building muscle to do those things, but it also helps with our joint health, our bone health, and falls prevention. So we may fall, but if we've got muscle, we potentially won't have a really injury.
So if a person isn't going to the gym, how do they do that, maintain muscle at home?
It's really easy because you have your body. Like, that's the first thing that you use. So you can do a small workout at home by doing some squats, some lunges, some bench push-ups, step-ups. So if you've got stairs at home or even the sidewalk, you can do some step-ups on that. So you just need to use your own body in a way that's structured as exercise.
So you don't necessarily need to have a tool, you can just use yourself.
You are the tool.
If you do want to use some things though, are there items that people might be seeing around, I don't know, even their kitchen this morning that might not realize, well, that could be useful for exercise?
Water bottles are a great one. You can fill up, or milk bottles, you can fill them up with water or sand and things like that. You can use those. You can use a backpack and put some books in it to do some squats, put some heavier on it. If you have children or grandchildren, pick them up. Use them as the weight, and they love it. I've got a niece, and she used to always say, let's do squats, which meant I would hold her and do squats. So use them, have fun with them as well.
We're talking about maintaining muscle as you age this morning for Wellness Wednesday here on ABC Northwest Queensland, and you're hearing from Robin Cadell. She's an exercise physiologist with Northwest Remote Health. How often should people be doing exercises, and does it look like, I don't know, 30 minutes aside twice a week? Like, practically speaking, what does this look like?
It's really easy. It's 2 to 3 times a week, and it can be as little as 30 minutes, as you said. It doesn't have to be 7 days a week in the gym or anything like that. We like to start people off with 2 days a week if they're a beginner, and then increase that gradually. But one of the key things is to not train Monday, Tuesday, and then do nothing for the rest of the week. You want to train sort of consistently, but not back to back. You need to let the muscles time to recover and relax.
What if people don't know how to start? Well, I guess that's where your profession comes in.
Yeah, so it's there's if they can't come to us, if they're like rural and away from us, that they can't come in, we do have telehealth. So we can get people that are on stations. But ideally, there's so much information out there that they can just do a small program at home. There's heaps on the internet. There's heaps of people that actually do online training as well. But book an appointment with us. We can get you started, give you a program, and then we can follow up with you.
What are some common mistakes that people make when they begin strength training at home?
The common one is not warming up or cooling down. So they're like, they'll just jump straight into it and their body hasn't had time to get like ready for exercise per se. So the risk of injury is really quite high. Focusing on heaps of reps instead of their form. So they're putting them, again, themselves at risk of injury and not being consistent. So set yourself a routine, get into that routine of, say, I exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then there's things like overtraining or undertraining. So you don't want to overtrain, you don't want to undertrain. You set yourself that routine, as I said, and that covers that. But one of the biggest things is not listening to your body. So the old adage, no pain, no gain, please don't listen to that saying. It is so outdated. You want to have some discomfort because you're building muscle, but you don't want to have pain. Pain can set you back.
How do you tell the difference between that if you're not sure?
Discomfort is like when you're kind of struggling a little bit, like you sort of go, oh, that's a bit hard. Whereas pain can be sharp, burning. And then you're putting yourself at risk of not being able to train for much longer.
Okay, so listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
You mentioned people out on stations, and one of the things that comes with living in this beautiful part of the world is the tyranny of distance. How do people make sure that what they're doing at home, let's say they do access one of those resources that you mentioned, that they are doing it safely, that they are training effectively?
Yeah. A good way to do is like watch some videos, instructional videos on YouTube, then look in a mirror to see if you're doing it correct. Or like I said, book an appointment with us. We can do telehealth. So we can actually observe you doing the exercise and go, hey, you just need to change this and like correct them as they're doing it.
Why do you think more older people don't exercise?
I think it's really hard. Some people have injuries and things like that. So they think, oh, I can't do anything. Or they don't know what will actually work for them. So when we see a person, we look at their entire medical history, any problems they've got, anything that they enjoy doing. If they enjoy gardening, we work out ways that how they move in the garden to help them do that. And I think a lot of people think they're going to come to us because it says exercise in the title.
The word exercise can be off-putting.
It can freak people out. And we're not going to tell you to go to the gym 7 days a week. It's not going to happen. But we can give you some tips. And I've got things that I call my kettle exercises. I've got my TV exercises that I give to people. So they're still doing the things that they love to do, but they're getting their exercise in at the same time.
Any other little nuggets of advice you want to leave the audience with?
I think one of the big things is don't neglect your balance. So balance exercises can be as simple as standing at the kettle exercise, standing at the kettle on one foot while it boils, move over to the other foot. Because as we get older, our balance really does decline if we don't focus on it. And that's when falls happen. And I think we've all had someone who's had a fall and ended up in hospital. We really don't want that to happen.
I think I'm going to have to give that a go next time I make a coffee.
Yeah, pretty much.
Robin, thank you so much for chatting this week for Wellness Wednesday. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you.